The scripture is Acts chapter 1, verse 11. They also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 11,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, about 2,000 years ago, Jesus overcame death, and 3 days after he had died by crucifixion, he rose again. After the resurrection, he appeared before his beloved ones. First, he appeared to Mary Magdalene and comforted her. He also went to the disciples who were in shock and fear and gave them peace and joy. He showed the scars of nails in his hands and spear in his side to plant faith in doubtful Thomas. At Galilee, he met Peter and advised him once again to fulfill his duty. He appeared to people for 40 days and went up to heaven while many people were watching. After they had the joy of meeting the Lord who resurrected, the disciples witnessed the Lord ascending into heaven in glorious form. Two angels spoke to those who are watching the sky. Today's reading passage, Acts chapter 1, verse 11 says, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven. So he will come down to take us to heaven. After they witnessed the ascension of the Lord, the disciples became witnesses of resurrection and spread the gospel of the Lord with all their lives. It's because they had the hope that they could partake in resurrection and be with the Lord forever. You and I also believe in the resurrection of the Lord. We also believe that we will be born as the fruit of resurrection like the Lord and be in heavenly kingdom prepared by the Lord. Even today, you've come to church and are enjoying the joy of resurrection. I'll talk to you about what the believers who believe in resurrection have to do in three aspects. And I pray in the name of the Lord that you will live as true witnesses of resurrection. Dear brothers and sisters, those believers who believe in resurrection first of all should check themselves with the Word of God. In John chapter 17, verse 17, Jesus prayed, Sanctify them in the truth. Your Word is truth. As Jesus prayed, God's Word is truth. When we reflect ourselves upon the Word, cast away the untruths in us, and instead fill us with the truth, we can become holy and perfect children of God who can boldly partake in resurrection. No matter how many messages you hear, you cannot change unless you experience self-realization reflecting on the Word. So what kind of attitude do you have when you listen to messages? Above all, you should have earnest desire to realize your shortcomings and cast away flesh completely through the Word. Suppose you listen to a message about changing mind. You hear about the nature and the fundamental cause of changing mind and a way to cast it away. As you hear, you first have to realize the fleshly attributes in you such as cunningness, self-seeking, and betrayal. Also, you shouldn't just hear the message, but you have to remember it in your daily life too. Let me tell you about an event right after I accepted the Lord. I attended a revival meeting for the first time. But I was shocked very much while listening to the message. Until then, I had taken pride in the fact that I was a good person who had no need of the law. But listening to the Word of God, I realized I was a sinner. From that moment, my heart was desperate. I wanted to pull out all the sinful natures. Before I learned the truth, the Word of God, the Bible, I thought I lived a good life because I never did anything evil. Since my childhood, I never did anything evil, so I never borrowed any money or lent any money, even when I was young. And if somebody asked, I gave, but I never borrowed or lent. So even after opening the church, I've never asked to borrow any money. I never asked for any money whatsoever. And as I was listening to the Word of God, I realized I wasn't good at all, but I was a sinner. From that moment, my heart was desperate. I wanted to pull out all the sinful natures. And I wanted to learn God's heart and will. And because there was no one who guided me in faith, I attended many revival meetings. Also, I began to read the Bible thoroughly. Because there was no guide, there was no teacher. So I also read the Bible commentaries. And the commentaries, they didn't help at all. It would rather take away the faith. It wouldn't plant faith in us. So it was helpless. I mean, it couldn't help me. So I sometimes asked the pastor how I could learn the Word of God. Then he recommended a commentary, and it didn't help at all. What it helped was some historical facts. Other things, they were rather taking the faith away. And I consulted the pastors, and I couldn't get the answers. And even when I was attending theological college, I asked the professors, and they couldn't give answers. Because I was so thirsty, so desperate. So because there was no one to guide my faith, guide me in faith, I attended many revival meetings. And so I began to read the Bible thoroughly. Many times a day, I meditated on the messages that I heard in Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and Wednesday services. When I was reading the Bible, I didn't neglect even one single letter, but cherished all of them. I read the Bible very thoroughly, very carefully, and if I couldn't remember what I just read, I went back. So I could remember everything. So when I read just one time, it took a long time, but it remained in my heart. And then I try to obey all the commands of God, telling us to do and not do and keep and cast away certain things. And then after I read the Bible three times, first time I didn't know anything and I just read it through. And second time I took out all the parts that I had to do. The second time it took a long time. So after the second time, for the third time, it was easier. So because I cast away significant amount of things. And it's really hard to understand if you are not casting away things that you are to cast away. Why do you have to keep it? Why do you have to struggle it against it for several years? It's so hard. So in my case, I was casting these things away while reading the Bible. And then I went into spirit, and then I had more time to make myself more completed. And then I went into Holy Spirit. So I read the Bible. I loved God. I loved the Lord, so I could hear the voice of the Holy Spirit right from the beginning. So when I was reading the Bible, I didn't neglect even one single letter, but cherished all of them. If I had pangs of conscience while reading the Bible, I made notes of them. When I remembered God's word saying, "Give thanks in all things," I offered a confession of thanksgiving to God, saying, "I'm satisfied with the grace of healing me, even though I didn't have anything to eat the next day." When I heard, "Love your enemies," I tried to understand, even those who were giving me a hard time, as to why they had to act the way they did. I also remembered, you know, if you think from your own viewpoint, you are always right. So I began to think from the other's viewpoint. I also remembered the love of the Lord who unsparingly sacrificed his life for me. Did he suffer on the cross because he was sinful? Did he have to be despised and mocked and beaten because he had sins? Did he have to hear all those words that he was driving demons in the name of demons, Beelzebub is the king of demons, and so on? Because he was sinful? Of course not. Then my hatred turned into love and my broken heart turned into forgiveness. Do you earnestly wish to change? I hope you will meditate on God's word every day and check your mind, heart, words, and actions more carefully. Dear brothers and sisters, secondly, those believers who believe in the resurrection of the Lord should put the word of God into practice. Checking yourself, it's only the beginning. Now you have to put it into practice. Some people feel blessed by the message and say to me, "Shepherd, I was arrogant. I had a lot of resentment, but I will try to change." But they just keep their old self and do not change. They realize themselves and also pray about them, but they don't put the word of God into practice. Some people mistakenly think they accomplished something because they heard the message so many times and they know it by heart. Sometimes they pray daily to cast away hatred from their hearts and to become holy. So they mistakenly think they are already practicing the word. What are the 9 major evils that we have to cast off to be on the rock of faith? They are anger, hard feelings, hatred, envy, jealousy, falsehood, judging, changing mind, lust, greed, and betrayal. Memorizing them doesn't necessarily mean you've already cast them away. You know, memorizing them doesn't mean you've cast them away. Romans chapter 2 verse 13 says, "For it is not the hearers of the law who are just before God, but the doers of the law will be justified." So hearing 1,000 times and reading the Bible 1,000 times doesn't help you, doesn't make you just. Only the doers of the law will be justified. As said, there have to be the act of struggling against evil and sins and of cultivating goodness and love. For example, if you noticed anger in you, you have to apply the word to your daily life. There could be a situation where you'd easily get angry, but now you should remember the word thinking, "Oh, I shouldn't get angry." As you keep on trying to do so, the frequency of getting angry will be reduced little by little. Then eventually, it'll be down to 2 times, 1 time, and it'll be gone completely. It'll be weaker and weaker. Then finally, it'll completely disappear. Then you should pull out the sinful nature itself completely through fervent prayer. Unless you pull it out completely, it'll come back up. And it's kind of meaningless. In case of weeds, if you just cut them, would they stop growing? You have to pull out. You have to uproot them. You have to pull out the roots so that they wouldn't grow anymore. So it's the same with sinful natures. You have to uproot them. You have to pull it out from the root. Until it is done, you have to offer prayers and fasting. If you feel you have the remaining roots of evil, you have to pull it out by prayers and fasting. So if you don't have any anger, judging, condemnation, arrogance, until you can really finally check that there's nothing, until you can confirm it is not there, until you have peace, complete peace, then it means you can stop praying for those sinful natures. If you expend all your efforts to practice the word of God, God will not just stay quiet. He will let you cultivate the word in you by His strength and by the help and fullness of the Holy Spirit. God helped you in this way by giving you the baptism of fire in the past special Daniel prayer meetings. So there are so many people who are changed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Baptism of fire. Beginning with little children to teenagers. And those who are not changed yet. Even though you listen to the messages. You don't try to cast them away. These people can't change. As you hear, you should cast away. Whatever is prohibited by the church, you should stop. So that you can receive the baptism of fire and cast away the evil things. But if you don't make up your mind to do so, you can never cast them away. Then it means your sinful natures remain. So God helped you in this way by giving you baptism of fire in the past special dinner prayer meetings. This was God's love for you to burn and pull out the sinful natures quickly. So if you just obeyed for the past 42-day special dinner prayer meetings, a lot of evils must have been taken out. And if you continued to do so, then eventually they would be all taken out and you'd be on the rock and in spirit. So you should be in spirit by now. There could be many who could be in whole spirit. I believe many of you felt your sins were taken off. You also gained the confidence you could live by the word and you felt the love of the Father, the Lord, and the Shepherd. Even though this was only to a minor extent, God will surely work according to your faith as you keep on doing your best within your measure of faith. I hope you will obey the truth because you believe in resurrection. Dear brothers and sisters, third, those believers who believe in the Lord's resurrection, they must produce fruits. How was it with the disciples who witnessed the Lord's resurrection? When Jesus died on the cross, they locked their doors and hid themselves, fearing something bad might happen to them. But after meeting the Lord of the resurrection, they were changed completely. They dedicated all their lives for the Lord. They followed only the will of the Lord. As for Peter as well, he always remembered the conversation he had with the Lord at Galilee. As the Lord said, "Tend my lambs, shepherd my sheep, tend my sheep," he lived a life of saving the souls. The disciples of the Lord became the seed of the gospel and bore many fruits. They completely fulfilled the word of Jesus in John chapter 15, verse 8. "My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples." We should also produce fruits in our given areas until the Lord comes back. We have to bear the fruits of holiness, fruit of evangelism, and fruit of service to the church. In order to do this, we should check ourselves with the Word of God every day and circumcise our hearts. The fruits of the love chapter, nine fruits of the Holy Spirit, and the Beatitudes. Then you can receive power, authority, and authoritative power so that you can bear great fruits of winning the souls in your given church duties. If you bear abundant fruits, you will receive great praise and honor before the Lord at the time of resurrection in the future. To the extent that you are changed and you bear fruits, you can also take hold of a better heavenly dwelling place by force. To the extent that you are changed and bear fruits, you can go into better dwelling place because your measure of faith grows, increases. So you can take hold of better dwelling place from paradise to the first kingdom, to the second kingdom, and to the third kingdom of heaven, and even eventually to New Jerusalem. So that you can receive the power, authority, and authoritative power to evangelize so many people. And if you bear abundant fruits, you will receive great praise and honor before the Lord at the time of resurrection in the future. To the extent that you are changed and you bear fruits, you can hold of a better heavenly dwelling place by force. Our Lord promised that He is preparing heavenly dwelling places for us, that He will come to take us there, and that He will let us be where He is. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will all bear abundant fruits and give glory to God, the Trinity, forever in the kingdom of heaven prepared by the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, let me conclude the message. In this evening, we have the Holy Communion to commemorate the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. The bread and wine of the Holy Communion also contain the word that we have to practice. It is to eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man. Today's reading passage, John chapter 6, verse 53 says, So Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in yourselves. To eat the flesh of the Son of Man is to take the bread of 66 books of the Bible, God's Word. To drink the blood of the Son of Man is to practice the Word with faith and make it completely ours. When we do this, our hearts will be filled with the truth and the untruth will go out. Hatred will flow out to the extent to which love is filled. Hatred will flow out to the extent to which love is filled. Arrogance will go away to the extent that humility is filled. Anger will be replaced by the extent that meekness is filled. Those who are meek, they don't get angry. They don't throw temper tantrum. So, if you become humble, arrogance will go away. We can say we have life only when we learn the Word of God and at the same time we have the following actions of practicing the Word. When we share the bread and wine today, I hope you will keep this meaning in mind so that you will all become the fruit of the Lord that are able to partake in the resurrection at the end time. In so doing, may you dwell in New Jerusalem, the most glorious place in heaven. I pray this in the name of the Lord. Thank you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Let this message become life and faith. And let this Holy Communion be really Holy Communion. Father, Pastor Joseph Han of India, let the famine, let the drought be resolved. They've had severe drought for the past 5 months and there is shortage of drinking water. And Father, they will have a Chennai Mamin Church Summer Bible School from May 4th to 7th. India had this problem in the past too, but they are having a drought for the past 5 months. Father, I'm praying for rain. Pastor Joseph Han of India requested this prayer. They haven't had rain for the last 5 months and they have shortage of drinking water. Father, and they will have summer Bible school from May 4th to the 7th. Father, bless them. Open the gate of heaven and Father, and work with your clouds so that there will be enough rain. Father, show your work. Bless them. They haven't had rain for 5 months and they're suffering. Father, help them. And Father, there is a request of this Pastor Joseph Han from India, our missionary. And Father, resolve this problem, this drought. Lord, thank you. Father, work with, let the clouds gather, let there be enough rain. Father, bless them. Let the clouds gather and let there be enough rain. Lord, thank you. Father, help them and be glorified. And they will have summer Bible school from May 4th to the 7th. And Sangita typhoid, the typhoid be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Go away. Liliana of Spain, diabetes. Zola of Poland, the fourth stage, gastric cancer, be healed. John Shurem, cataract, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Wang Guiying, let the fetus be changed from a girl to a boy. Father, let the girl change into a boy in the womb. Wang Guiying, Father, bless her. Let the fetus be changed from a girl to a boy. Light come, Father, change her by the power of God. Light come. Father, bless her and be glorified. Wang, let the fetus be changed from a girl to a boy. Light come. Father, bless this family too. Wang Yo, shortage of and Chen Shu Won, cancer in the breast. Sun Jia Yu, lung cancer be healed. Sun Jin Fa Chou Bei Liang, Dolong Fang, schizophrenia and rhinitis be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Zhang Mei Ying, Mei Ai Ji, diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, cataract be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, cataract go away. Light come. Liu Xin Da, strabismus and colorblindness be healed. Yu Hui Jun, skin disease, high blood pressure, depression be healed. All skin disease, high blood pressure, depression go away. Zhang On Hui, the kidney failure and the trouble in the cataract. Retina be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Liu Weilin, inflammation in the lungs be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Sung Yan Chu, An Jian Xin, the whole body paralysis be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Be cleansed. Dong Jin Di, gastritis and women's disease be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Hu Tai Len, the bone fracture be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be healed. Dong Ai Len, hypothyroidism be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Fang Fang, let her son Zhou Shen Fu be healed of a problem with his genitals. Tou Long Fing be healed of a uterus problem. He Xin, let her get into the college she wants. Pei Da, let him get into the high school he wants. And there are viewers and readers of In Victory and TBN Russia. Father, there are hundreds of prayer requests. Father, lay your hands on them. Answer to their prayers and receive glory alone. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.